BGMC. The biblical truth lives here.
The ancient Hebrew scriptures foretold of the Anointed One, Yeshua HaMashiach. The Messiah Yeshua came to call the people back to the truth of His word and to follow that righteous path. Yeshua then called Jewish men to be His disciples, and after His death and resurrection, those Jewish men told the world about the Jewish Messiah. Now, after 2,000 years, Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation has that same calling of those Jewish men, telling all people, both Jew and Gentile, about the proper ancient path. Teaching the Route 66 King's Highway, from Genesis through to Revelation, and how you need and can get back to the proper roots of the faith and a closer walk with God. Now, let's hear the message.
Okay, entonces, so we are back. Okay, I have to say that this is going to be a review very quick about the material that we have. We saw and we've been discussing, right? That's the way? Disgusting, right? Like a conversation about the name of the Messiah. Okay, and we've been saying that that even in the Psalm 72:17, when he says that it's one of the verses that he proved that the name of the Messiah is eternal. There's seven things that is being made before everything. And one of these things are the name of the Messiah. So here's a proof of that. Back in the the first video that we did about this topic was the name of the Messiah inscripted in Isaiah 53, and we saw it right here. Okay, we saw it right here. We also count, and it says counting the letters that we did. If you want, you can take a picture of it. Is Yeshua Shemi. We have that video. You can see it in the website. But last week we were talking and touching about the numerical value of the names. Okay. This one doesn't have the notes of it. But today I want to jump and continue with the same flow of what we did with Isaiah 53, as that coding that is in scripture, that secret coding in the scriptures of, you know, what is where is the name of the Messiah and what it means. I also would like to have, I don't know if Shoshana is there. Shoshana, you are the one who helped me also with the reading, but I don't know if you are busy. You're probably busy because I only see the background there. So, you get your eyes.
Yeah, I put my eyes on. Okay.
Thank you very much. We're gonna read in Bereshit, and then this is Genesis 49:3. Let's start with Genesis 49:3. Everybody, if you can get Genesis 40.
Okay. 49:3. All yes. Right. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my first fruit of my vigor, exceeding in rank and exceeding in honor.
Amen. Okay, so this is, everybody knows that Bereshit. Thank you very much, Shoshana. This is Bereshit 49, and it's where the blessings, it's where the blessings that Yaakov is giving to his kids, okay? And And Yaakov, we know that his name was changed to Israel. Okay? So, the blessings that here, when he start, is going to show us something very important, because even that we know who was Reuben, is something that, it was very sad, his body passed. We already know why he didn't stay with the firstborn blessing, even though he is the firstborn. But he couldn't get the double blessing that that the firstborn received because of his sin. But then what is important for us right here is the code that is really not a code. It's like, let's say it like that. It's something that is, the Lord put it like right there, of course, with a purpose. And this is how we prove that the scriptures is real. That's one of the things. But of course, say it again. It's like the fingerprints. Rabbi says the fingerprints of the Lord there, just to let us know how amazing he is, and glory be his name. The for those who knows how to read Hebrew, you can see that it says Reuben bekori ata kohi ve reeshit oni yeter seet ve yeter ad. But we were focusing in one type of way to see the code or the letters, and this is one of the ways that the Jews and the Hebrew people can read Hebrew and understand certain things. I put it on red right there, just so you to see something very beautiful that this verse has. It's like the way to, and then I put it without vowels because sometimes people get confused with the sin and the sheen. When right here we see a sin, but it's the same letter as the sheen, is the letter 21 on the Hebrew alphabet. And my point is that when you see that it's talking about that the firstborn, of course right here it says Reuben, but the text itself is pointing you to the real firstborn. And then when you get to the, and this is not about counting now how many letters between, because it doesn't work. It's like the example of the sign in the cross, that it doesn't have to have certain numbers between letters to tell you to tell you something. Okay? And here you can see that after they mention that he is the firstborn, the might, the strength of his fruit, and then that he was the first right here, and it says of the beginning of me, of my strength. Here it says Yeter Seet ve yeter Raz. And the letters of, so the first letter of this last line right here, it says Yud Shin Vav Nine. So what is the name that it forms? It forms Yeshua. So it forms the name of Yeshua again, letting you know who's the real firstborn. Okay? Because what is the meaning of the whole blessing right here? It's talking about the firstborn. But well, Yaakov or Israel is telling you who's his firstborn, but the Lord is telling you who's a real firstborn. Okay, his son Yeshua, and it's in scripture right here. So it's on the same way or in a different way that we saw Isaiah 53, where talking about that person that he was getting beat him and gets, you know, giving his life and everything for the whole world. And in the scripture says, in the quote, it says, Yeshua Shemi, my name is Yeshua. Here you can see where the Lord is talking about his firstborn, referring his name straight up right here, Yeshua. Okay, so remember that we in this study, we're trying to bring the, who's the name of the Messiah, okay? This is the topic. And it's funny, it's not funny, but it's interesting that a lot of people are giving studies about this. We started like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, right? Maybe a month ago. And lately I saw more people. So this is the Lord, right? Giving the information to everybody. So it's a blessing that a lot of people is talking and giving studies about. And I saw it in Spanish, of course. I saw a lot of people teaching what is his name and why it's not in another way, different ways. So it's very amazing and beautiful to see other people as well doing this type of studies. Okay, and I was thinking about to do it in Spanish as well. You listen to Sister Shoshana. But at the same time, I saw a lot of people doing it in Spanish. So I said, like, oh, so this is, the Lord is using somebody else. It's also a blessing. In Bereshit 1, so we are on the same Bereshit, and we're going back. We return back in the Torah. If Shoshana can read Bereshit 1, 17 to verse 17 to 19, please.
And God sent them in the expanse of the sky to shine upon the earth, to dominate the day and night, and to separate the light from darkness. And God saw that this was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, a fourth day. And you want to read the bottom?
Only this part, okay.
All right.
Very good. So, thank you. So we are back here in the creation, right? And we are trying to find Yeshua in this part. Okay? So I already, as you can see, I already put the letters in red. So it's gonna be easy for us to find it and to understand right away. It's not going to take us a lot of time to find it, because we have to count in this particular two, in this particular three verses, we are counting 26 letters, and then in that separation on those 26 letters is the name of Yeshua. Okay? And then it's interesting that is what he's talking about in those verses. So in the English translation, we're not going to see the name of Yeshua. We're not going to see, but we can understand as you know, as we understand the part of the chapter 49 where the blessing and the firstborn is talking about the firstborn, and then he was talking about and the letters was Yeshua there. The letters of Yeshua right here, how we can relate it, you know, and we can see, we're probably going to understand that when he is talking about the light of the world, when he says that, you know, as in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and it's like part of the creation, like the programmer. So like say, it's like everything was made through him. So we can see part of the creation right here and the letters used in here for Yeshua. Okay? So if you count 26 after the first yod of Elohim, you can find this shin right here. So it's Yeshu, and then this ayin here, ah. So sometimes, of course, the vowels that is being used in here is not matching. But remember, we are trying to find the name in scripted in the scriptures about this time of creation, and the name of Yeshua is right there. Exactly in the way that we, not in the way that we find it in chapter 40, 49, that it was straight, only the first letters in the. So this is one of the way to see scriptures, like other level to see the scriptures. Of course, we have to learn at least the Hebrew letters, how it looks, and be involved in that particular area of the language to understand. Because right now it looks like, oh, okay, the name of Yeshua, you know. And you're probably going to say, well, I can make the name of Yeshua right here. This is an ayin right here. This is a yod right here. And that. But in this particular one, it has like a numerical value of separation. Exactly like the Isaiah 53. And then what happens right here on the top in Bereshit 49, that is, it's not about the distance of the letter, but this method is the beginning of the word. So right here is not the beginning of the word. Right here on Genesis 1, it's about the number, the distance, the sequence of the numbers right here, the distance that are separating certain letters to see certain code. But this method right here is, as I mentioned, the one that is being used to understand what it says, the sign in the cross. Because the signs in the cross also had a code. You know, everybody says, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. Okay? But when you see it in the Hebrew, and Rabbi is, you know, explained this very good, and it's also a video. Say it again, Rabbi. Yeshua HaNosri Melech HaYehudi is giving you also the beginning of the letters, but this time not of the letters of Yeshua, but it's saying the name of the Father, the Yod Hei Vav Hei. Say that again? Oh, yes. So, exactly. So there's people, Rabbi is pointing that a lot of people is mentioned that is Aramaic and not Hebrew. But it is what people not understanding, because this is also another question that some a brother asked me this week. He says that there's a lot of people saying, or talking about the Paleo Hebrew, and so for the Hebrew people, that is the one who keep the Torah and those who keep the language since the language is it. So all the peoples are coming after and learning the language. Okay, and I'm saying I'm part of that crew of people. Even if I saw Hebrew when I was a kid, but I became more close to the Hebrew language once I grow up. So it's not something that I grow up with. But the Hebrew language, the Hebrew people came, saved the language, came with it, and now other people from other nationalities is trying to corrupt who are the guardians of the language. So it doesn't make sense. But anyways, the Hebrew language had that you know, that past, like a Paleo Hebrew, like people mentioned Paleo Hebrew. It sounds pretty much like the Hebrew it was by the time of the dinosaurs when you say Paleo Hebrew. But we can find, and we already find, and I say we because I feel as part of the land of Israel as well. But in Israel, they find a lot of coins. And it's dating by the time of the Second Temple and also the First Temple, by the time of even older than that, by the time of Melech David, King David. And the language that he's using right there is Paleo Hebrew, or what people call Paleo Hebrew in the coins. So, and I think like a couple of weeks ago, rabbis show a news talking about a certain coin that has been found, and it has the Paleo Hebrew in the scripture. So, what is that really Paleo? Or, you know, is that really like by the time of the dinosaurs? No, it is pretty much. And the only way that I make it understand is like the Hebrew in blocks, of course, that we starting to use it more after Babylon. So that's why people say, well, in Babylon, people were speaking in Aramaic, so you guys took the forms of the letter in Aramaic. And if I explain the way that it's been explained to me in school by Jewish people, people are going to start saying, no, well, you guys are making it up. But when you saw the coins in Paleo Hebrew, it's pretty much like a handwriting. So it's like a way to us to write it down. And you can see everybody can write it down in a certain way. Your English way to write it down, a letter or whatever, is going to look different than the newspaper. So I don't know if you guys are going to write it down in the same way of the book, but the scriptures are exactly like that. So the Paleo Hebrew is pretty much our handwriting, and the block, the Hebrew blocks, that is the Hebrew that everybody see in the Torah and also in books, are the way to do it in formally in books. So there's no Torah in Paleo Hebrew, and there's no role in Paleo Hebrew. So I wish there is, you know. And then I know certain people made it, digitally, but there's no. But this is not important at all. In the way that each letter, it has the same numerical value. Each letter has the form, it representing the same thing, the same numbers of letters and everything. So, you know, we can fight if Paleo or Aramaic is what we're doing now. But Aramaic is using the same letters. So who's copying who? Because Hebrew is older than Aramaic. And Aramaic comes after. And then Arabic comes after. So we can have a big conversation about that and long. But is not Aramaic the sign in the cross? Because the numerical value is going to be different. And it's not going to represent than what is really represent when it says, when you take the quoting and or the first letter and it says Yod Hey Vav Hey, in the same way that right here it says Yeshua, in this first letters, talking about the firstborn. Okay, so this is one method. And the method that we use in Bereshit 1 was counting letters forward. The method that we'd use in Isaiah 53 was counting letters backwards. And it was saying, Yeshua Shemi, Yeshua is my name. And the method that we're going to use right here, and I didn't put on, it's going to be by Ikra. This is going to be Leviticus. So you can see, you can check everybody on your Bible, Leviticus 21, verse 10 and 12. That's the verses that I'm using right here. I have to put the note right here on top. I will, for this PDF. Okay. So Shoshana, if you can read for me, please, this is going to be the last verse for today. These three verses. This is Vayikra, and again, Leviticus 21, verse 10 to 12. Okay.
The priest who is exalted above his fellow, on whose head the anointing oil has been poured, and who has been ordained to wear the vestments, shall not bare his head or rend his vestments. He shall not go in where there is any dead body. He shall not defile himself, even for his father or mother. He shall not go outside the sanctuary and profane the sanctuary of his God. For upon him is the distinction of the anointing oil of his God, mine. You want me to say it?
My Elohim, right? My Adonai. Baruch Hashem. So, thank you. It's interesting that this part right here is talking about something about the anointing one. Of course, it says right there at the bottom. And it's mentioned something that is so important for us to understand, relating to, it's a type of what I can say. Nowadays it's like it's an ordination of the priest, but nowadays is how I can compare this for. Huh? Consecration. Amen. Thank you, Rabbi. Consecration of an important position as the anointed one. So it's like a way to consecrate the anointing in this particular verses are talking about the Kohen Gadol. So in the way that he was consecrated. And we know already that it's been mentioned how and the procedure, everything that is being done to consecrate a Kohen is talking about also there's a lot of sacrifices for this, and there's also a process of the blood, to put in the blood in his ear, in his tongue, in his right ear, right tongue, in the right tongue of the feet, how you say? Big foot, right? Big feet, big toe? In the big toe, right? Because I don't know how to differentiate the thumb and the, what is it? Yeah. So, but here in Vayikra is saying this, but if we check the Hebrew letters again to find the name of Yeshua in this Hebrew, in this particular one, we're going to find something very interesting, because it's not only the name of Yeshua what is mentioned, but it's also also what he does, and also it's something related to the consecration of the Kohen. His job function in what is being involved in this. So, starting with the letter Dalet in Hagadol, when it says Ve'akon Hagadol, starting with this letter Dalet, we can find something interesting. And if we count. This is where we have to like start counting the letters, because I didn't put it in red this time, but when what we're going to find very interesting is from Gadol, from that Dalet, we're going to count three letters. Okay, three of the letters. And if you can write it down, let me see if I can bring an eraser this time. No, not eraser, a pencil this time. Let me see if I can choose a color. I hope. From this dollar, well, it's blue. Okay, from this, 1 second. Let me write erasing. I'm trying to do something. We are finished, everybody. Okay, for with Dalet, let me point it like this with an arrow. We're going to count three, so Dalet. Let me write it down right here, Dalet. And we count three. So Dalet, two, three, one, two, three, is Mem. Okay, this Mem. So for me, it's going to be Mem Sofit, because this Mem is at the end of this word. So I'm going to do Dam, and then is space. Okay, because Dam, and then 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, Yud. So here's where we start with the Yud. Yud. 1, 2, 3. Shin. Mm-hmm. And then 1, 2, 3. Vav. And then it's a U. 1, 2, 3. Ah. Okay, Ein. So right here, Dam means blood, and Yeshua is Yeshua. What is saying? The blood of Yeshua. Okay, blood of salvation, the blood of Yeshua is mentioned here in the verses where the Kohen Gadol is being exalted, is being anointed, is being changing his clothes for a higher clothes, a most beautiful clothing that everybody could have, okay? Shalom, shalom. Next time, let's see if we can bring more, okay? But I think it's like probably enough, or never is enough, but Shavua Tov, and
I shalom. This is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman. I would personally like to thank you for tuning in to The Remnant's Call each and every week. You can listen to the full message on our website, bethgoyim.org. If you have drawn closer to the King of Kings, learned more about Him today, we are blessed. If you are blessed by these messages, please consider a donation to our ministry. You can go to our website, bethgoyim.org. That's BETHGOYIM.org. And click on the donate button. You do not have to have a PayPal account to donate. All you need is a debit card. Once again, thank you very much for listening to The Remnant's Call. If you have not taken your first steps to be born again, just ask God's help. Remember, it's His loving grace that has come to find you. No one is worthy or able to reach God, but God can reach us, and He's reaching out to you now. Just open your heart and let Him in. His arms are open, and the blessing of salvation and eternal life are waiting for you. Don't let it wait any longer. Yisa Adonai.
v'yasem lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift his face and shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you his shalom.
Shalom. My name is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman, and I invite you to come to visit our congregation. If you are in the tri-state area, come out and visit with us on Shabbat. We are a congregation of Jews and Gentiles living as one in the Messiah Yeshua. BGMC is a place of true worship. The focus never wanders from the Hebraic roots of our faith. Beth Goyim is rooted in the Word of God from Bereshit through to the Book of Revelation. Messiah's strong words against man-made tradition are carefully recorded in Matthew 7. That is the reason we only follow the straight-up instructions found in Scripture. Truly, the way, the truth, and the life. If you're looking for a deeper walk with Adonai, come out for our Tuesday evening Bible study called Messianic Torah Time. Come, spend the day with us on any Shabbat. We start at 11 a.m. with the sound of the ancient Hebrew shofar. Next, we offer our King praise and worship in English, Hebrew, and Spanish. After worship, we review the headlines in the previous week's news from around the globe, especially news from the Holy Land Israel. We don't just list the news headlines as current events, but we comb through the scriptures, searching for clues to understand what they mean and then to help pinpoint prophetically our current position on Adonai's clock. After digesting all that modern information, we leave the world behind as we journey with our Adonai deep into his eternal word, not with just one or two scriptures, but usually seven or more scriptures. The spiritual nourishment and the richness of his kingdom become accessible to the ones who share this special time and seek them out. The day does not end there, because Shabbat is so special to him. There is always so much more that our King desires to share. So instead of separating and leaving, we stay together as a family for potluck lunch and an afternoon study of our King's Word. We close this Shabbat together with the reading of the new week's parasha. That's the Torah portion. Even after those blessings, many of us just can't get enough. So the members bring prepared homemade foods to share while we all enjoy an uplifting movie together. If all that information is not quite enough, you can check out our website where you will find over 200 video teachings and biblical holy day studies. Under Messianic Torah Time, the Hebrew Roots button, you'll discover free studies on many, many different topics, including PowerPoint slide presentations. If Beth Goyim sounds like a place you'd love to visit, but you live outside the tri-state area, there is still a way to connect with us. We stream live on the internet on Tuesday, Thursday, and Shabbat. The website is www.bethgoyim.org. That's BETHGOYIM.org. Our phone number is 973-338-7800 or 978-2-YESHUA. That's 978, the number 2, YESHUA. Shalom.